Thursday, September 19th. I've been posting a bunch of audiograms, is what they're called, on Instagram in the last couple of weeks of this podcast of Dot Today. Now, what audiogram means is when you are looking at a still image, but there's audio playing in the background, and usually there might be a picture or a logo, or there might be some like equalizer that's like showing that there's somebody talking. And then if you're doing it right, there are probably captions. So if you don't have the sound on, you can read what the person is actually saying. Check out my Instagram, chrisheller.me, if you want to see what I'm talking about. But a number of you have asked, how are those being made? And it's actually it'll sound like a complex process, but it's actually fairly simple. So I record these podcasts, on my phone on an app called Anchor, which I've probably spoken about here before. You may have heard about Spotify bought them in the last year for a ton of money. Super easy process to just pick up my phone, open the app and press record, and I record this, what I'm doing right now, on my phone. So in order to then create what I'm saying right now into a video, there are a few steps and a few different applications. Mostly I do it on a desktop, actually. So if I open my Anchor on my computer, I have all my episodes. I can download any of them, right? So I pick an episode that I want, I download it. I open an app called Headliner, which is a fantastic app for making quick audiogram video and a bunch of cool shit, actually. It's a very, very cool app, very cool owners. I actually spoke to one of them a few months ago. They're just always improving, and I'm hoping actually that this process can be all done on Headliner in the very near future. I actually got an email today about that they're kind of working on some of that stuff. They're always just improving the model and adding products and listening to their customers, which I really appreciate. So I put it into Headliner, and so now the audio lives in Headliner, and then I can upload my Dot Today logo. I can put in a title, and I can put in those like little wave, equalizer, and you can customize that. You can make it blue, green, red, whatever color you want. You can put it anywhere within the square image. You can decide if you want a square for Instagram or if you want a vertical for IGTV or stories, or if you want something horizontal, which probably would be better for Facebook, let's say, or a blog post. So you have the options to like format it that way. Then I take that video, download it, and put it into this platform I found called Zubtitle. What they do is they take the video and translate it and put it into captions. So now I'm like looking at my video on the left and I'm playing it, and on the right is the whole video written out automatically through the software. I then just go listen through it once, make small edits. They're really, 95% accurate with their with capturing what I'm saying right now. So that makes it pretty seamless. And there are plenty of other platforms that do this. This just happens to be the one that I found and landed on, and found the most seamlessly, the most easy to use and navigate and do it quickly. Then I download that video with now the captions are in, and you can customize the captions. I'm just going with their standard right now, cause I'm just like, don't want to get into it just yet. And then I download that video, zap it over to my phone, and now in my phone I throw it into this app called Cut Story, where you can just change the dimensions of your video. So I just do a more, not completely vertical, because then the captions get cut off on IGTV. I just lower it a little bit. I think the ratio is 4:5, I want to say. Not a big deal. You can kind of really just play around with it. It's one click, and then my video is ready. Upload it to IGTV, and I'm off. It sounds like a lot when I talk through it or if I write it down, but I promise you it's very painless and a pretty easy process. And like I said, I believe that Headliner in the very near future will be able to do all the above. So I think the process is going to end up being, download my episode from Anchor, throw it into Headliner, and like my template's already there. They caption it. I look through and see if it's all good and just go from there and I'm done. Anyhow, that's the Dot Today to audiogram video process. If you have any questions, you know where to find me.